This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And let me tell you something about Notre Dame. In the next 4 years, they are going to win the national title at least twice, and Ron Paulus will win the Heisman Trophy at least twice. He will be the greatest quarterback in the history of Notre Dame.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for
the Falcons Report.
Whoa!
KC got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Grady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not pass.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, man, it's Monday here in Paradise. Nice pickup by our man Craig, CCV, back from the West Coast. Visited home to see everybody for Grandma's funeral. Thanks. Great job, Craig, by pulling the original hot take of Beano Cook about Ron Paulus, we were just discussing with Squidbilly in Yeah Man, No Man. We've got our Falcon Report coming up here, guys. We've also got Dan Quinn at 6 o'clock, conversation with Dave Archer. And Brian Hill's going to be the player guest, so stay tuned for that. We're obviously in our bag today, as the kids say, as we lose 30-26. Six from the Bears. We blow another lead in the second half, another double-digit lead, and we've been going round and round. First things first, though, procedurally, and by the way, I thank God I didn't tweet this because, you know, people are so literal now. Nobody gets tongue-in-cheek or being a wise-ass anymore. When I said to start, you know, really, somebody actually hit me up on Twitter and said, Carl's Jewish? No, it's Yom Kippur today, but no, Carl, his real name is not Chaim Rabinowitz, and he is not fasting right now, although it's always good for the soul for all of us. But no, again, Carl is off this week, his daughter's birthday, and they usually take a trip around that time. And again, there's nothing to report because Dan Quinn's our coach. We'll talk to Dan tomorrow about this, but let's start the 5 o'clock hour with a big old hey man. Yeah, I feel better. Can't really yell because we're broadcasting from home. I'm in a condo about 2 blocks from where Will lives here in Midtown, but I was shouting earlier, and I was about to get a strongly worded letter from the HOA. During one of the commercial breaks, I took the trash out. Trash used right down the hall, and one of my neighbors gave me the look. I got the stink eye, so it's like,
oh no,
we're still doing the show from home? So anyway, yeah, man, but, you know, a loss like yesterday gets you hot like everybody else. I mean, at the end of the day, I'll do this again. I'll make this disclaimer for the second time because, you know, we are the flagship for the Falcons. And, you know, it's funny. If you're used to how this works, I've been around, and Will has too, the country, where the flagship stations, even as bad a start as the Falcons are, guys will be like, well, you know, always a great chance to get them next week in Green Bay. We're not one of those guys. We don't blow smoke. We keep it real. Carl and I are season ticket holders. I've got a personal seat license. I got online this morning. I've got tickets. Other season ticket holders are going to kind of stagger it, and different parts of the stadium you'll have choice to sit at. But I'm in. I'm always in with this team. My heart bleeds for this Falcon team. I love them, but they never love me back. You know, so that's, I thank them for the jersey they sent me this year. But Will, this is the bottom line. Dan Quinn has to produce. Dan Quinn is not producing. This coaching staff is not producing clutch decisions. The players aren't executing. Don't want to hear about injuries because every team in the NFL going into week four is already banged up. This was another choke job. We are a joke. We are the laughingstock of the NFL about how we are not handling our business when the game is on the line.
And I don't want to pick on Brian Hill because Brian is going to be the player guest. And I think up until one particular play, he had the best day of any Falcon running back. He had the long 35-yard run for the touchdown and really had a lot of people convinced that, you know, absent of them taking the clamps off of Todd Gurley, he has the makings of somebody who might be able to be a feature back in this organization.
Like, but how are we using Todd Gurley? Explain to me how we're using Todd Gurley. I mean, what is Dirk Cutter doing? What is Dirk Cutter doing with him?
He's babying him. I think that's what he is. I mean, that's there's no two ways about it. You feel like that you can only count on him for a certain amount of touches and or carries in a game, and it's inherently obvious. And, you know, I said it yesterday on the Falcon flyover. Look, you know, you could pay anybody $6 million to carry the ball 15 times a game. It doesn't have to be a former All-Pro guy. I mean, if that's what his limit is, then I'm sorry. I feel like that's a mismanagement of resources. But, I feel like if you were going to get somebody who can give you a full bore, a full game.
But he showed you yesterday. I mean, he busted one for 16 yards. He had 80 yards. He was averaging nearly 6 yards a carry. And then when the game is on the line, Dirk Cutter decides that we're going to throw. And you're going to throw without having Julio Jones out there, without having Russell Gage. We'll talk more about the injuries coming up here, guys. Our Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's. Don't forget, guys, curbside carryout. It's a great option. A large three-topping pizza, just $7.99. Get all the details when you go to Domino's.com. Matter of fact, a fantastic Monday Night Football game with teams that are pretty clutch, unlike us. Check that out and make it a Domino's party. But here's the thing. I just want to continue the disclaimer just real quick, because I know we've got the full range of fans. There's fans out there that always feel that it's always darkest before the dawn and the worm is going to turn. And I think the worm has been carried off by a falcon or a hawk or whatever bird of prey you want to choose. We're dead in the water here. Right. Dan Quinn is a good guy. We get that. Mike Smith is a great guy. We love seeing Smitty at the Super Bowl a couple years ago. But these guys are paid to produce. And Dan's paid millions of dollars to produce. We're all paid to produce. If you work in sales, whatever you do, I don't care if you're driving a forklift, right? Or you're selling cars, you got to produce or you get got. Carl and I, Will did really well where he was in South Carolina to get a chance to be here in Atlanta. He produces. That's why he's here. We all are under pressure to produce. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to make it personal. Dan Quinn, unfortunately, is now overseeing another choke job. Dan Quinn and this team doesn't play clutch. I don't care if the players love Dan Quinn. I don't care. Arthur Blank should have moved on from this regime, general manager, front office, coach, last year. We didn't do that, Will, and now we're right back in the same boat because this guy doesn't know how to fix it or, more importantly, run it when the game is on the line.
You mentioned the game tonight. Of course, you have a chance to possibly win $1,000 a week with the Radio.com Pick'em Contest, Radio.com/picks. Pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, and totally free to enter. Your picks will be worth $10,000 with the Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. $1,000 up for grabs each week and $10,000 at the end of the year. The Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up now at Radio.com/picks. The thing that gets me, Mike, And this is something I talked about a little bit earlier. You got every break under the sun to win that football game. You had a team that made a quarterback switch on the opposite side. And I know that Nick Foles probably has more ability than Mitchell Trubisky, but anytime you do that, it reeks of desperation. You have the Darqueze Dennard interception, which by the letter of the law, probably should have stayed with a touchdown, even though I feel like you and I both agree the call on the field should have been that Dennard came down with that football. I didn't see enough video evidence for them to overturn the call on the field,
right.
But I do feel like the right call was eventually made. But we found out after the game that Al Riveron basically stepped in and said, you know what, I'm going to overrule everybody and usurp the rules and say, you know what, regardless of what the call on the field was, that should be an interception. That's something that's not part of the NFL's protocol, and we got a break there. Well deserved, no, I would say.
But I still think at the end of the play, it's not like the game stops as soon as the guy's got two hands on the ball before he's reached the ground.
No.
At the end of the day, the defensive player's got it. I know the tie is supposed to go to the offense, and we saw that last night with the Packers game. But I still think that this is one that our guy wrestled for it. He fought for it, and that's all that matters. We got the ball. But it doesn't matter because when the Bears are coming back, it doesn't matter, guys. I was just talking to a person on Twitter today just now. I said, look, it doesn't matter if we gain or we lose yardage. We're trying to eat clock. You burn clock. You want to do a toss sweep to Gurley and he takes a knee. You want to, whatever you want to do. You want to run Brian Hill up the gut three times. You got to burn more than 22 seconds as the game is now. You're hemorrhaging lead now. You're blowing it. We made it easy for the Bears. They didn't have to do anything they didn't need to do. We made it easy for Nick Foles. Nick Foles has won a Super Bowl, okay? Say what you want when he gets starter money and he jacks it. This guy comes off the bench and wins games, and we teed it up for him.
They didn't have to burn a timeout, Mike. That's the thing that's so crazy is that we had the football with 6 minutes to play. We run the football once with Gurley over the right side, and that's the last time we run the football the entire game. The rest of it was passes. Two passes on that drive, three more on the next drive. They score on each of the next successive two drives. And we get the football back, we're down, we have to throw it, and that ends the football game. And the real, real terrible part about this is that when you think about the way the last 2 weeks have gone, I feel like it's not an accurate depiction of the talent on this football team. I do feel like that we have the talent on defense to play better than we have. I feel like we have the talent on offense to play better than we have. But the problem is we'll never know about it because it seems like the coaching staff is holding this group back.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, and Dan Quinn speak with the media, he said, it's not okay. How do we find ways to finish better? I mean, look, that's our emphasis will be heading into the week. Look, everybody knows it. Every week, guys, you open up the sports page or you go online, and the Falcons have made more history for the worst reason. Falcons become the first team in the NFL history to lose back-to-back games, which they led by 15 points or more in the final period, according to stats. D-Led just had that in the AJC. We had a number last week, Will, that was bananas, where the team scores 39 points and doesn't turn it over. We're 440-0, going back to like when FDR was in the frickin' White House. That's how bad the Falcons choke. I mean, that's it. Crazy. And Arthur Blank has got to know this. Do you agree with me that, Arthur, it's been more about the pain of having to reset at this stage? I'm not saying that, you know, Arthur's feeling like, I got a vote. I don't want to go through all this, but it just seems like... I can't imagine what he's thinking now. You could go to Green Bay. Matt is 4-4 against the Packers in his career. Some of Matt's best games have been against Green Bay. I think he's got. I think his touchdowns is like 17-6 picks. We've beaten Green Bay in the NFC Championship with Matt. So I mean, we've done a good job. Matt is certainly is. I mean, to be 4-4 against Aaron Rodgers is pretty impressive. But it's still a team that is banged up. We got injuries now. We're not getting pass rush. We got a blitz. And then when you blitz, your secondary is down to bare bones, and those guys are getting picked apart.
It's a combination of loyalty to a fault, and I do feel like also there's a little bit of what you're saying, too, when it comes to, you know, at 78, do you really want to be going through another coach rebuild or even a player personnel rebuild? I know he has Rich McKay there in that front office, and you could certainly task him to do those things if you do intend to move on from both Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff. But like you said, it's a situation right now where it's hard to do that at week three. Many, like you and me, felt like that decision could have been made at the end of last year, and not many people would have fought you for it. I think that's the real big thing, is that right now you're in a situation where I think unilaterally the court of public opinion is against this regime, and it just now kind of looks at this point like you need to make a change in order to try and at least salvage something when it comes to this 2020 season. It is a Falcon Monday. It's brought to you by Xfinity. Falcons place kicker Young Wei Koo might not kick this week, Mike. It looks like he suffered a groin injury in the loss to the Bears. He had a little bit of a leg sprain coming in, according to other reports. But multiple media outlets saying that it looks like the Falcons might be going kicker shopping.
And that sucks because you're buying it at Filene's basement, right? I mean, you're down to where the guys that are out there are these retreads that either have a shot and they gack it and they get back in. So that's what you're going to have to roll with. That would explain why Koo missed the extra point, then missed a field goal, which could have been the difference in the game. So that sucks. And by the way, Matt Bryant, I think him and Melissa are just content. They're just kicking it down there. Well, not kicking it down. They're doing some cleanup down there on the beach down there in Gulf Shores. But Young Wei Koo, as you said, is going to miss some time. Bleedy Ray, by the way, I thought did a decent job until he didn't do a decent job on the last scores. I thought, you missed A.J. Terrell. We find out he had in the COVID protocol. Isaiah Oliver, and I said this earlier, and this goes back to why if we do move on eventually, I want a clean sweep. He's not a starting corner in the NFL. He got turned around on a slant route. Go look it up. I said this to Will earlier. There's so many things. Where's Dante Fowler? Dante Fowler's the big money addition to jack up the pass rush. Where's he at? Where's the heat from Dante Fowler in the second half?
Absent. And that's the unfortunate thing right now, is that you brought in guys. I mean, when you come in, you talked about it earlier with Gurley. Think about the guys who have been added to this football team. Where have the impact plays come from? The only guy who was an addition on this football team that I feel like you can say has been an upgrade over what's here previously is Hayden Hurst. Hurst has looked amazing in the passing game, but here's the problem, and I'll say this. I've said this about him before, and I'll say it again. He, for whatever reason, is underutilized wherever he goes. There's no reason why he can't be a 100-ball guy in the regular season. I feel like he gets open. He gains separation. You saw his ability to run, especially with deep routes. It just seems to me like there's a reluctance to get him the football that I just can't put my finger on.
Yeah, and by the way, Dirk Koetter was talking with the media and apparently mentioned that they thought that they still wanted to press the tempo. This is something which just boggles the mind. Dirk Koetter said the offense didn't discuss getting into the four-minute offense in the fourth quarter. He said they felt the need to remain aggressive and score another touchdown when they're up 10 with 6:15. Well, that's one way to look at it. this goes back to, where is the coaching? Where is the communication? Where is the common sense? You know, we could be 2-1 right now. We wouldn't be having these conversations. But we're 0-3 on another year where we're now looking like we're not going to make the playoffs, barring a remarkable turnaround, which I don't think this coach can provide.
Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity XFi here on a Falcons Xfinity Monday. We'll come back. Strong arm story of the day. Braves in the playoffs beginning Wednesday with a tough opponent coming in to Truist Park. Dukes and Bell, Willie P. and for Carl, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and Radio.com.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law.
Before we get to the Braves as part of the strong arm story of the day, I did want to react here on Dukes and Bell, Willie P. and for Carl about the news that Mike Conte just read. That came out basically in the last break. A Woj bomb. Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN saying that Doc Rivers, who was the head coach and basically grand poobah of everything involving the LA Clippers, he is out, Mike. A little bit of a shock, I would say.
Yeah, but unfortunately for him, there's a lot of, you know, you got all the star power on that thing. They couldn't come together. They were screaming at each other. And, you know, Paul George, I mean, the lack of sense of urgency that you heard in the post-elimination game interviews was kind of like an eye-opener. And despite winning with the Big Three, the original Big Three in Boston, let's be real here. You know, Doc Rivers flames out with a lot of talent. He's blown 3-1 leads before. So Ballmer has had enough. So it may probably maybe the best for everybody. Fresh start. And, you know, like, Doc's not a bad guy, but he ain't getting the job done. That's what I just talked about last hour, man. Performance-based, okay? We're not hitting around. We don't get a free ride. Everybody's got to put some numbers up.
I don't mean to belittle what the job of an NBA head coach is, but I feel like a lot of times when it comes to the clashes of the personalities and the egos, you almost have to play more team therapist than you are team logistics man or even right. X's and O's guy. And that's unfortunately a role that he has not played well when it comes to some of the teams and the chemistry that they've had on some of them in the past.
So we got a guy that, let's be honest, has not been able to get the job done. They were certainly the odds-on favorite to get there against the Lakers. And by the way, they had the Nuggets down twice. Dice and eliminate two elimination games, double-digit leads, and they blew it because they couldn't close them. Again, another guy that couldn't close an umbrella, you know, Doc Rivers and the Clippers. Now the Clippers, I don't know if this even affects a guy like Paul George, whose head sometimes is so in the clouds, but now you got your coach fired. Congratulations, guys.
Strong arm story now with our Atlanta Braves. The Braves getting ready for the Cincinnati Reds. It'll be game one on Wednesday at noon, so we'll be able to watch it live with you on the air Wednesday. With the game beginning at noon, and you'll be able to see it on ESPN. And we'll give you updates as we see fit throughout the game. It'll be Max Fried going up against Trevor Bauer. The one thing I think about, Mike, when it comes to this series, I feel like our lineup is strong enough that we can hit against any pitching staff. But if there's one thing that I have a concern about, it's the fact that you have a team with three starters in this short format that's better than our three starting pitchers. And I know that the Reds have had trouble hitting, but a couple of long balls go one certain way, and you have to go to the bullpen early. That can really compromise you in a series this short of a length.
I agree with you. I mean, unfortunately for the Bravos, you know, we are literally hoping that Max Fried and Ian Anderson and Kyle Wright and Bryce Wilson, when he's put in a service, can step it up. I mean, it would be unprecedented to lean on the bullpen. You obviously couldn't do this, as we've said a number of times, over 162 games. But here's where we are. This is our lot in life, okay? Cole Hamels didn't pan out. We're going to talk to Alex Anthopoulos tomorrow, guys, about, you know, here we are because, as you heard Mike Conte in the update, the Reds are red hot. Trevor Bauer is second only to DeGrom as far as strikeouts in the National League. They are a home run hitting team. They strike out a lot. They don't really hit for average, but that's kind of the way the bigs runs these days. But look, we got Ozuna. Ozuna with a home run title. MVP candidate in his own right, Ozuna, let alone with Freddie. Everybody else stepping up. I just, like, do you like to limp to the line the way the Braves are? I mean, Tucker Davidson, they threw him out the other day. Red Sox scored 17 runs on us. I didn't even know Pablo Sandoval was still in baseball until I saw him in a Braves uniform at third base. So either way, you'd like to maybe have a little bit of momentum. Sometimes that's why it's, you could argue, Will, over the years, the wild card teams have got to keep it tight. You know, like the Marlins have done it twice where they've got to get on a roll and now we're getting another. But this is something I don't want to get in the curse of Atlanta, because this is something Braves fans are all going to roll their eyes and go, here we go. We're going to take on a hot team with some really good pitching. Well, we'll ask Alex why we didn't invest more heavily in starting pitching. We didn't know that that Folty was going to go flaky on us. We obviously had no idea of the freak injury to Soroka, but we still needed to do more than just Cole Hamels, I thought.
And King Felix also opts out before the season as well.
That's a shame, because God knows he could have been the ace for this staff next to Fried.
He looked good in the spring, and you really saw some positive signs with him going forward. But like you said, you know, the way that this offseason is going to go for the Braves, I hope that they're not trying to go again off a wing and a prayer by what you have inside that system, because I'm not sitting here saying that I'm convinced of what's out there currently for you right now. And, you know, I understand that a lot of his modus operandi is to sign guys to one-year prove-it deals and have them do that and make their money elsewhere. I feel like you have to invest in this team, and whether it's a frontline starter or even a guy like Marcell Ozuna. And look, you know, I'll say this. I was with you. We both wanted Josh Donaldson on this roster, and you know what? That's what he got right, because Donaldson has gone to Minnesota and laid a turd. It's not something
that
you...
No, he was too old. But Ozuna, if you're going to keep the DH in the National League, Ozuna just, again, extrapolated. Some guys are telling me, well, you know, he's usually a fast starter. Well, guess what? It's a 60-game season. It worked out pretty well.
Right.
I like Ozuna. I said, I haven't worked with you in a while. I said Ozuna's like the Braves' David Ortiz.
Right.
He's a great fit with the young... I mean, I love this guy's attitude. I love watching him and Acuna, you know, joking around in the outfield. Again, you want him as a DH. He's butchering the outfield. But I hope they can hold on to him and then just get one more starting pitcher the way the Astros went and got Verlander a couple years ago. Because the young guys... Look, Will, I don't know where this playoff is going to go. It's 2 out of 3. The Braves have been doing some amazing stuff with some of the clutchest hitting. Let's hope that, unlike the Falcons, and we'll talk more about the Falcons, guys, if you just get in your car here in a second. Dan Quinn's coach's show at 6. But, I mean, you've been so clutch. The late-inning stuff has been amazing. But it would be unprecedented to have Max Fried and two true rookies lead you to an NLCS or something like that. That'd be unbelievable.
It would be crazy. And, again,
but I don't want to temper expectations, because what did we just go through all these 60 games for and mm-hmm. be one of the best teams, the second-best team next to the Dodgers? We're here to win this thing.
And I do feel like you proved a lot of good things over the course of a 60-game schedule. I think we saw the evolution of Dansby Swanson coming back off of the disappointing end of the season last year. He had an amazing 2020. I feel like you have some guys, too, waiting in the wings. We saw a little bit of a shine of Christian Pache, possibly. Maybe you get him for a full season in 21 and put him in the outfield there with Ronald Acuna. I understand what you got from Marquez was not something you could sustain over an entire schedule. But even so, there are other things that you look at and say with this team, it's got a great foundation. And you have a lot of things to build off of. And again, we're not even counting this season over just yet. But I do feel like there are some glaring needs that need to be addressed in the offseason. And like you said, I'm wondering, and we'll ask Alex Anthopoulos tomorrow. Again, it'll be too early to try and react to these type of things, but I do feel like there needs to be a change in philosophy about the way you build this baseball team. There needs to be some frontline starter added.
We got to augment it with, again, I know that, well, Garrett, you can never go to Garrett Cole. Well, you could. You just got to spend the money. You know, Liberty and everybody else is going to be crying poverty now because of the pandemic. I get that. We don't know where the spending is going to be or how they're going to allocate the funds. But come on, guys, what are we doing here? Just like the Falcons, what are we trying to do here? Why are you wasting my time as a fan if we're not going to be in it to win it? We can't run this thing like we're Pittsburgh or Tampa Bay. And, oh, by the way, Tampa Bay runs it really well.
You know?
But we can't operate. I'm so sick of this small market Mickey Mouse crap. I mean, let's go crazy. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's not my money. Well, it is. I spent $30 at the Red Lot the other day, and I go to about 10 or 12 games a year. It is the Dukes and Bell, man. Willie is in for Carl today. Carl is off this week, and Willie be filling in. And we obviously, if you've been listening, we've been going off and losing our minds about the Falcons. It's just driving everybody crazy. Appreciate the text line. Mm-hmm. Will, I can't read all of them. I know you've got access to it at your place, but as we're live from the Kia Mobile Studios, guys are hot. People are just saying, look, we've seen enough. What more does Arthur Blank need to see? If you didn't hear the story today, Chris Mortensen reporting there was going to be nothing forthcoming with Dan Quinn, at least this week. It is Yom Kippur today, so Arthur is literally off the grid. And I think that Arthur, there's some degree of, you know, I don't know. I'm not trying to speak for the man. I just don't know, Will, if he feels that he just doesn't want to go through the reset. But the fan base is so turned off right now. I mean, don't you have to communicate something to let folks know this isn't going to stand and we're going to try to salvage this season with somebody who can try to get more out of this team and manage it the right way?
Again, I'm not trying to sit here and throw shade on him, but I said earlier today that I think he needs to make a statement one way or the other, whether he decides to keep him for right now or make a change. And I do feel like Falcons fans need to hear his reasoning as to why this is okay, because if you look at the tenor of the fan base, whether it's our text line, whether it's the phone calls we took earlier or on other shows on this station or just social media, it's almost a unilateral opinion. People want to see some sort of measurement or some sort of move that signals that this is not okay. And We deserve better. This fan base deserves better. You and Carl, you put your money in and put your money where your mouth is and say, you know what? We want to support this team. We buy our tickets. We buy our PSLs. I go when I can. I don't have a PSL. I'm not in that tax bracket, but I go when I can. And that's the thing. It's like I want to see this team do well, and I want to see the Falcons turn this around. But when you see the repeated instances of what happens on the field with this group, it makes you hard to believe the change is coming.
Dan Quinn telling the media today that execution is players and coaches. It's not just one side. We're all in this together. Yes, we are. I mean, but we should have seen and known, or Arthur should have known better. He's been an owner now going back to, what, almost 20 years now. He should have seen this, but he thought that 6-2 was an indication that something big was going to happen. That's fool's gold. We've got the talent, but we don't know how to make it work for four quarters. I'm losing my mind here. Anyway, Dan Quinn with Arch coming up at 6. We're going to do an abridged version of Guy Talk when we come back, because we got a bunch of stuff going on here as we get ready for the coaches show. Good news for dog fans if you're waiting to see a former number one recruit. We'll explain next. Dukes and Bell. Don't forget, guys, 929thegame.com and radio.com.
Now, your game time traffic.
Garrett from your Game Time Traffic Center. Right now we're still seeing some delays. New trouble in Alpharetta with a crash 400 southbound right near Old Milton Parkway. Looks like that's blocking two of your left lanes. You may want to consider using Highway 9 as an alternate. New crash in Sandy Springs, 285 westbound just before Riverside Drive. Looks like that's blocking the left lane. And we're still seeing some tie-ups on the south part of town as they clear that crash in Henry County, 75 south at Bill Gardner Parkway. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Will Guerra on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, man. Hope you guys are having a decent Monday. I know for Falcon fans, it's like Georgia fans got a bit of a scare and they got their act together. And obviously now the Braves, we got to hope that we can just stay clutch. And our big hitting will handle the Reds' big pitching, as Will brought up last break. Real quick, I want to give a shout out. I was on the south side again. I'm doing a lot of prospecting, Will, the last couple of weekends. Eventually my home will be ready, maybe by, I don't know, Christmas. And then we'll be... will be Sharp's Burgers. Anyway, I was down in Noonan. I've never been to this joint before. Great sports bar called Art and Jake's. And nice. I mean, I just, you know, because I'm kind of getting the lay of the land. I was playing golf with a couple of dudes, and this one guy, Brian, said, yeah, try Art and Jake's. And they do like this really cool kind of like chop steak appetizer thing. I was, but anyway, yes, yeah, so I was down on the south side having a good old time. What'd you get into this weekend? I saw you made chili dogs as part of our hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. You had those Wagyu beef dogs from our buddies over at the Buckhead Butcher Shop.
Yeah, I went over there, did some Wagyu beef hot dogs. They got these great buns that you can get there at Buckhead Butcher Shop.
I like great, big buns.
Sorry. They got some great hot dog buns. They're a little too big for the Wagyu beef hot dogs, but that's why I, you know, loaded them up a little bit. Extra chili and cheese. It was fantastic. We had a lot of fun there this weekend, and we'll see what we have for this upcoming weekend for the Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. Hey, guys, football's back. Your picks could be worth $10,000 with the Rocket Mortgage Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up today at radio.com/picks and just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, just straight up win or lose. Totally free to enter. $1,000 up for grabs this week, $10,000 at the end of the season. The Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up now at radio.com/picks.
Hey, man, real quick before we get to some guy talk, our buddy D. Led, thanks, Mike, from the AJC, telling us that Jordan Miller was suspended 4 games for using PEDs. He was activated to the 53-man roster, so we can use him because we've got A.J. Terrell obviously banged up with the COVID protocol. Sheffield's still out. Hopefully he comes back. Again, if Devontae Adams comes back, we're really going to need these guys for Monday Night Football. We'll ask Dan about the injuries, Dan Quinn, tomorrow, right about 3:15, right here on Dukes and Bell. All right, if you guys would listen to the show over the years, you know that I like to drive fast. I mean, I like to drive the speed limit, but have fun in the car. Reason I bring this up, Lil Yachty took it kind of next level. Channel 2 is reporting that Atlanta rapper Lil Yachty, which, by the way, is a ridiculous name, but hey, man, I'm not going to, who am I to tell him, was arrested after authorities said he was clocked traveling more than 150 miles an hour through the downtown connector.
I mean, how clear is the downtown connector ever where you can actually drive that fast? I mean,
well,
come on.
That's the thing, man. Police pulled over his real name, Miles McCollum. Why don't you be Miles Mack? I'd take Miles Mack over Lil Yachty, but that's me. Anyway, he was on the downtown connector. It was around near University last week, says Channel 2. He was driving a white Ferrari, charged with reckless driving and speeding. They said the rapper crashed a red Ferrari near the same area back in June. Well, Got to know your equipment, man. Witnesses said his speed and wet roads caused that accident. But in this case, yeah, I mean, generally that's reckless endangerment. And because I've gone, I might have gone that fast on a motorcycle once in South Florida. But yeah, that generally means handcuffs and you're in the back of the car. That's generally how that goes. But I saw that and I was like, well, I mean, as my father said, if you're going to do it, get your money's worth. Not that we advocate that for you kids at home. By the way, can we get more guys to do burnouts and challengers on Spring Street? That's just, we could really use that at 3 a.m. here in Midtown. That's just awesome.
Oh, you heard that too, didn't you?
You know, look, I'm a car guy. I've always been. But I mean, every swinging blank with a challenger or a charger, literally, and just as I'm about to nod off, right, 1 o'clock in the morning. Oh, for God. You know, it's like West Peachtree and Spring Street. I mean, come on, dude. What are you, 12 years old? Why don't you go cruise past the high school and rev it up?
There's somebody who lives in our building. There's somebody in our building who loves to, I guess, pawn off classic cars. And unfortunately, he's been using like spaces that you're not supposed to use or whatever in our garage.
Okay.
And they just got like a big, big email. Like it's very, very nice old school Chevy Caprice where it's like, you know, all tricked out, brand new paint job. You can tell there's been some work done on it. And we just got a big email saying, if this is your car, it's being towed. I'm like, oh, man, that guy's about to get slammed.
Yeah, Will, they don't play. Parking's at a premium, even in your lots down here in Midtown. I just saw that because that's something that goes down all the time, drives you crazy. Speaking of going crazy, I will post this video when I get off the air here at 6. We've got Dan Quinn's Coaches Show guys coming up, and Brian Hill will be the player guest, a guy that maybe they should have utilized a little bit more those final 6 minutes of the game. There's a video that's out. It's a Michigan-bound plane. And I'm not sure if it's Spirit Airlines. Usually it always is Spirit when the stuff goes off the rails. But there is a woman, they're describing this meltdown. And anybody who's, you know, I've not flown since Carl and I were in Vegas for the Fury Wilder fight. So I don't know what it's like to fly. I know Delta is doing it the right way and maintaining space on the plane. But stressful air traffic. Lately, we've seen crazy stuff. We had two women brawling on the jetway at LaGuardia last month. Well, this video that's out there, it's the meltdown, Will, is being described as exorcist-like.
Oh, no.
The clip was published by World Star Hip Hop. This is where I get all my news, by the way. Oh. On Sunday, shows the woman, her surgical mask pulled down, mounting two armrests in the aisle of the plane, and was basically swinging almost like she's on like, what is that? I don't know gymnastics. Is that the parallel bars? Craig, is that what that is?
Parallel or uneven bars, one of those two.
Anyway, she's like swinging on that, and she says, starts with a B and ends with an S. I'll paraphrase. Hitches. We gonna blank all night, she repeatedly yells as she bangs on the overhead luggage compartment. Passenger doesn't appear to be speaking to anyone in particular as she continues her obscene rant and begins to climb on the headrests. She then starts to gyrate as she kicks some of the seats and hits a compartment so hard that it opens and items then fall out. The woman is eventually led out of the aircraft by two men. Not sure what prompted the outburst, and information about the airline or other details isn't provided, but it is the video is out there. It's gone viral. So needless to say, people said, what in the blank exorcist type of the blank is this? Somebody commented on Twitter. But it's of all the recent meltdowns, this one has really gone next level.
Yeah, that's the part. And again, I'm not worried about the safety protocols when it comes to flying. I'm worried about crazy people who are either going to be belligerent or not comply. That's my biggest fear right now when it comes to flying.
Well, that's just it. You want to, Carl and I said this all the time. This is before, obviously, COVID stress and everything else ratcheted up the tension. But when you're online, or sorry, when you're at the gate and you're looking around, is there, you know, you're lining up to queue to get in, depending on like Southwest, they have the cattle call and Delta's now got the different lines. And you're looking around like,
who's the crazy person?
Who's the guy who's the guy who's just had 7 vodka and tonics at the bar and can barely stand up? Who's going to be a complete blank himself? And now we're going to get diverted to Provo, Utah. Hey man, listen.
That guy's funny. You say that because that was me literally flying back the other night from California. I was looking around the plane trying to figure out who's going to mess this up for me. And we were in Houston. Have you guys heard of wing turbulence? I've never heard of this thing.
Wing as in W-I-N-G?
Yeah, wing turbulence. And what it is I guess, is when you get in the jet stream of another plane that's within a certain distance. Mm. Well, we got that at about 25 miles away. The plane almost flipped. You want to talk about everyone screaming on the plane? Yes, I was. Me and the person next to me, we were best friends at that moment because I literally jumped in that girl's lap.
Wow.
I had never heard of it. And the pilot, hey, sorry, that was a little wing turbulence. And I'm like, what the hell is wing turbulence? Like, yeah, I guess.
We got caught in the vortices of a 777 about a mile ahead of us.
It was like, dude, bro. Oh, I was renegotiating my life at that moment.
That sounds like something you get like a bad batch at a wing joint, wing turbulence.
Wing turbulence, I was going to say. It's another kind of flow. It's another kind of wind coming out the other way. All right, that note, hey, well, let's hit the closing bell. And I've got a mantra I want to give to Falcon fans before we wrap up the segment. First up. Fuzzy Bell, brought to you by Atlantic Capital Bank. Let's start off the week in the green, and we are. Dow Jones closes more than 400 points higher to start the week. Giddy up. Banks and the tech are in the green. So the Dow's up 410 points, S&P 500 up 53, and the NASDAQ is up 203 points. So that's the way. Hopefully that takes some of your mind off your Falcons, because your mind's on your money, and your money was right today. It's brought to you by Atlantic Capital Bank. We fuel prosperity. Earlier today, we did the birthdays in part one of Guy Talk. Peter Finch is the actor's name. English actor, stage actor for years, well known, but for many millennials who've never seen the movie Network, a great mantra. Take a listen, guys, and tell me this doesn't fit Falcon fans right about now.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
As if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being, damn it.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
And with Crazy. That, I think we clear our throats and get ready for the coach's show.
Certainly so. It's a...
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for... Let me clear my throat.
We enjoyed you guys on a Falcons Monday. Appreciate you always getting in with us on the Salmon Brothers Diamond text line and also on the phones. It's brought to you by Xfinity. Experience internet that's more than just fast with Xfinity X5. Big show tomorrow. Dan Quinn joins us at 3:15. 2:20, we're going to talk to Braves GM Alex Anthopoulos and also our weekly conversation with Darren Eales, president of Atlanta United. Clear your throat, Mike Bell.
Hey, man, Carl was off today, and again, hope he's having a good time with Trinity, his daughter, and the family having a birthday. Usually take the week off, and the kids get to have some fun. Carl is off, so Will be filling in. Will did a great job today putting up with me and as I was bloviating about the Falcons. But if Carl was here, I bet you he would give some love to LeBron. But I'll give him some love because it's well-deserved. LeBron James going to his 10th NBA Finals. Say what you want about the original Big Three in Miami and the weirdness of how it started, but you cannot argue with LeBron. While all the other younger guys, the James Hardens of the world, the Paul George, the Kawhi Leonards, with the Russell Westbrooks, well, all those guys folded under the pressure of the bubble. LeBron, with all the pressure on him, and Anthony Davis and the Lakers just keep on rolling. Hey, man, this is a guy you got to respect. I know we always get into who's the greatest, LeBron, Michael. One thing for certain, he keeps on putting up the results when it matters most in the postseason. So for all the haters out there, LeBron going back to the finals. How about that?
I personally believe if you look at the Falcons, they're not far away. There may be a couple of tweaks when it comes to personnel or possibly at management. But the problem is coaching has held this team back. It's done so for the last 2-3 years, and it's come to a head in the last 2 weeks. I certainly believe that we are better than we've shown in the first 3 games of this season. I have no indication whether or not we're going to make it happen in Green Bay. But one thing's for certain, I know the fans are fed up. You and I are fed up, Mike, and I know that because of the fact that you have a situation right now where you're looking at possibly staring 0-4 in the face, there's not a lot of hope. But I know one thing. If there was anything that was going to happen that was emblematic of this city, it'd be a win on Monday Night Football after we had lost 3 games in the fashion that we've had. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
yeah, you don't know how to run the football late in the game either.
Chicago scores the last 20 points of the game to come from behind and beat Atlanta 30-26.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.